You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. Hey, we're Aaron and Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God,
helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
And today we're going to share some unique Valentine's Day gift ideas for your spouse. Welcome to the Marriage After God podcast, where we believe that marriage was meant for more than just happily ever after.
I'm Jennifer, also known as Unveiled Wife.
And I'm Aaron, also known as Husband Revolution.
We have been married for over a decade.
And so far, we have 4 young children.
We have been doing marriage ministry online for over 7 years through blogging and social media.
With the desire to inspire couples to keep God at the center of their marriage, encouraging them to walk in faith every day.
We believe the Christian marriage should be an extraordinary one, full of life,
love,
and power.
That can only be found by chasing after God.
Together.
Thank you for joining us on this journey as we chase boldly after God's will for our life together.
This is Marriage After God.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Marriage After God podcast. This is the second episode in season 3 of the Marriage After God podcast, and it's going to be a fun one. We're going to talk about gift ideas and Valentine's Day. And these are fun episodes that we get to do. It's just to become a resource for you, to help you in stuff that you guys are trying to pursue with each other. But before we get into that, I just want to check in with my wife. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better, I should say.
Yeah.
I don't know if people could hear it in my voice.
She hasn't stopped laughing for like 15 minutes.
It's been really hard, guys. We went to go record this episode and I could not stop laughing. Something was hysterical, but really it was nothing. And that made it even funnier.
And I'm sitting over here not laughing.
Aaron's all, I think it's spiritual because we're trying to record.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop. But I finally got my bearings and I'm here and I'm excited to do this with you, Aaron.
Yeah. So me too now. it's the second week of the year, 2020, new decade. How do you think things are going? Like, I know it's
so
new.
Far, yes. But I would say so far, so good. I mean, I'm still looking forward to this year. I think one thing that I've already been noticing is that I have this hopefulness to savor this year so that it doesn't feel like it flies by super fast.
Yeah, 2019 felt like it went really fast.
Really
every time
fast.
I looked at the calendar, I was like, wait a minute, we're in the third quarter.
Yeah, what's how is this on? Already possible? So I'm hoping that this year just is a slow year for us and for our family.
Yeah. Well, seeing our kids grow up also.
It breaks my heart, really.
It feels like it's going way too fast.
Like, why do they have to grow up every year? Like if they skipped a year,
I actually think time is going by faster because when I was a kid, I remember time feeling like it was going so slow.
Yeah, playing in the backyard
and then,
for hours.
You know, people say like when you get older, time flies or goes faster. But we even ask our kids, and my son Elliot, he's like, Dad, why does it feel like every day goes by so fast? So my son
even
feeling time go by fast. So I'm wondering if there's something to that. Maybe the earth is spinning faster or something like that. I don't know.
There's still 24 hours in a day.
Yeah. What is something you're looking forward to in 2020? I know that there's stuff around our house that you like to do.
Yeah. So specifically this week, I'm really excited to prune our trees. When we moved into this house, it was kind of like bare ground in the sense that we got to do whatever we wanted with it. And we decided on the side of our house, we had this space. I really wanted to plant like a little mini orchard. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see pictures of it throughout the season.
We got some apples, we got some peaches.
Yeah, and I've never been able, like I've never really had the opportunity to cultivate fruit trees before. I really don't know what I'm doing. Thank you, YouTube, and friends who share their information with me. But I've just learned kind of the art of pruning and I practice it and January is my time to practice. And so this week I'm going to get out there and I use pruning to shape the trees and also to keep them to keep their form small because our backyard is small.
Yeah, we don't want them to get huge. We want to keep them small trees.
But also, though, pruning stimulates growth, which is exciting. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like, it's
sounds
both.
Sounds biblical.
It is biblical, which I also love that whole thing about that.
Yeah. And you've been loving doing it. It's like a It's like therapeutic for you.
Yeah. So even in the summertime, I'm actually looking forward to January because I think, oh, I get to prune my trees again.
Yeah. And we also get to see the fruit that comes from it. Literally. Yeah. Like literally fruit will grow in these trees. Something that I'm looking forward to doing this year and I'm trying to do, I've already implemented it already. I bought a journal for each one of my kids. And I'm going to, we did this parenting class a couple months ago and I felt convicted that I'm not taking time to like study my children. And that doesn't, it sounds like intense, but I'm not taking time to just evaluate like the things that they like, the things that they say, how they act, the,
what they're going through.
Yeah. Evaluating their spiritual, you know, where they're at spiritually, where they're at in their heart and emotionally and even physically. So I'm just, I don't know how exactly I'm going to do it. I started doing it. I'm just writing notes down in a journal about each kid. So okay, I have a yellow book.
I have to explain this whole, what happened, because you didn't tell me that you were going to be doing this. And he's unboxing these journals on the bed. And I didn't know they were journals at first. I just saw these different colors. And
she's like,
what are you doing? Are those Christmas presents? Because this was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I thought they were a part of all the other gifts that were coming in from Amazon. And he goes, oh, they're journals for the kids. And each one, he holds up the yellow one. And I'm like, is that for Wyatt? And he goes, yep, because Wyatt, yellow. Yeah. Wyatt calls himself Lello. The yellow boy. Yeah, yeah, he likes yellow. And you got a pinkish purple one for Olive.
A blue one for Elliot.
And I think a gray one for Truett.
Yeah. I think it's backer. I think gray one's for Elliot, blue one's for Truett.
Okay. And so he's putting them on his shelf and he's like, you know, I really feel like I need to study my kids. And my heart sank in a good way. It was like such a beautiful picture of a dad's heart for his children and something I never even thought to do myself.
You do have a journal for the kids though.
But I write to them though.
You write
like,
them letters.
I write them letters and prayers and it's like quarterly. So I don't do it all the time, mm-hmm. But this is different. This is a way for you to like get to know them in a very deep and personal way and to keep your eyes on them. And I was blown away by that. And so mm-hmm. I'm really excited for you and jumping into this, even though I know you're still figuring out what it's going to look like. And
yeah, and I'm not doing it every day. My intention originally was to do it every day. And I was like, okay, I can't do that.
We got a lot of kids.
Yeah, but when I think about it, I'm going to pull them out. I'm going to write down observations of my children in it. And so it's not necessarily for them. It's for me. But one day they'll probably read it and they'll learn a little bit about themselves probably. okay, cool. So I just want to encourage everyone that's listening to download a free thing that we came up with for you guys. It's called 52 Date Night Conversation Starters. It's an ebook that we made for you. And the point of it was to inspire your date life. We have a whole episode talking about date nights and putting it on the calendar, and you should go check that out. We're real huge advocates for having a scheduled date night.
We're also huge advocates for conversations and communicating well with your spouse, which is why we combine these two. And we wanted to give you something that would stimulate those really good conversations during date night.
Yeah, so you go to datenightconversations.com, all one word, and you can download it for free. Just give us your email address and boom, you'll have that PDF. And what you do is you can print it out and there's one for every week of the year. And so the encouragement is, hey, go on a date every week.
Yeah.
And what's awesome about it is you're going to have a conversation about something deep. Why don't you give some examples?
I was going to say, so that's your freebie, but here's your freebie. This is for everyone listening. We are going to give you three sample questions that you could ask on the date night. This is what you would get if you were to sign up for this. So the first one is, I thank God for our life together because...
dot, dot, dot.
So you get to answer that.
Yeah. And then you spend the time while you're eating or getting your dessert or going for a walk or whatever and talk about that question.
So the next one is there any part of my work routine that is negatively impacting our marriage or our family? So I feel like this is a really good one to mm-hmm. kind of evaluate. Where are we at? What's going on? And what can I contribute to this by sharing my heart with you?
Right. Yeah. And if work routine doesn't work in both roles, you could say routine. Like, is there anything during my day that I do regularly that maybe needs to be massaged, moved around, cut out altogether?
And the recommendation is that you guys ask each other this same question.
Exactly. Number three is, if we envision ourselves in our 90s, sitting on the porch in matching rocking chairs, if you would look over at me and say, I wish we...
dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. So it's this idea of like, why don't you transport yourself to 90 years from now or when you're 90 and then ask yourself what you would have been doing today. Mm. That's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
But these are like fun, creative. There's 52 of them. This is just three of the 52. So we want to encourage you to go get that datenightconversations.com. Completely free. Go download that.
All right. Today's topic is unique gift ideas for him and her on Valentine's Day. And the reason we wanted to bring this up is because in just a few weeks, everyone around the world is going to be celebrating Valentine's Day. Not everyone, but, you know,
probably
a lot of people.
Some countries. I don't know who celebrates it, but
my
lots
point is
of
this. It's going to be in our faces. It's going to be everywhere. And we just thought we'd give it some thought beforehand, because if you're like Aaron and I, getting inspired is key for gift giving in marriage.
Yeah. And can I be a little honest about my disposition towards Valentine's Day?
Quickly go.
Okay. I'm just going to be quick.
Hold on. Let me cover my ears.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of feeling obligated to give gifts. And I feel like sometimes certain holidays do that.
Mm.
That's not to say if you love doing this and you love the holiday, don't listen to me. But if you're kind of like me, then don't feel like this podcast is for you necessarily, or maybe it might inspire you and you won't feel like I feel sometimes. I'm just being honest. Sometimes I feel like, but I've been challenged by people in my life to not take it as an obligation, but take it as an opportunity.
Opportunity. Yeah. I like that. Also, I just want to encourage those of you who are listening and maybe you're not married yet, that you can use these gift ideas for, you know, a significant other in your life. Maybe you're dating
or a family member,
or
maybe
fiance,
or a friend that's also single with you.
Yeah.
That's totally a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So gift giving is actually an art. I think it is. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm very good at it.
Some people are gifted at it for sure.
When I think about how I give gifts, sometimes I'm so embarrassed because my rapping skills are like off the charts terrible.
You're like rapping skills, mm-hmm. like rhymes or
no, rapping paper. Yeah.
But that sometimes makes the gift even better, the way you wrap it.
I always opt for the bag and tissue, because then I'm like, I can make it look cool without having to do much work.
Yeah. And it is an art form. Some people are really gifted at it, naturally just like give, like they're just so thoughtful in the way they give gifts. And some of us aren't that way. So sometimes we just need to be inspired with ideas and that's kind of that point of this podcast.
Yeah. So Aaron and I, why don't we just share a little bit of our experience of giving gifts in marriage and what that journey's been like?
I've tried to be really creative over the years, and some of them hit big, some of them flop. And it's not necessarily that you didn't like the gifts, it's just they're different the way they are received and the intention behind it versus how it actually turns out.
Yeah, I'd also say it depends on what's going on in that season of life that gift is given, because one of the things I'm going to share later, I'll point it out later because I don't want to give it away yet, but it was very significant to the season of life I was in. So it stood out to me more.
Right. And we've done all sorts of things. Sometimes we don't give gifts on certain days. Sometimes we do experiences. We do things together.
Sometimes we just look over at each other when the time is coming and we go, we're not doing gifts, right?
And we're like, no gifts. No. Promise me you're not.
If we're on the same page, it's good.
Yeah.
If we're not on the same page or haven't talked about it, then
remember conversations. Yeah. We talk about this.
Yeah. I was going to say, there have been times where I felt a little neglected or left out. And I don't know if you ever have, but sometimes you look at an opportunity and maybe you didn't get something you expected to get or desired to get.
Yeah, and we weren't going to talk about this, but I do want to just encourage anyone that a day like Valentine's Day shouldn't be an opportunity for us to feel neglected.
Or hurt.
Let's not let it turn into that.
Yeah.
If it goes the other way and it's an opportunity to bless and love and to have an enjoying moment together, time together, but let's not let it do the other thing.
Yeah.
Let's be above that as Christians.
Because it comes out in our responses.
It does.
And so
we make expectations and criteria that don't necessarily need to be there. And we could put burdens and obligations on our spouse or on our, fiance that doesn't need to be there. So let's be above that. Let's take the opportunity to maybe use it as an opportunity to bless and love your spouse.
Yeah.
But let's not let it do the opposite.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I just want to make a note that our ability, Aaron, to give gifts to each other has really grown over time, because as we get to know each other more, because we're always getting to know each other, and we recognize the things that inspire us or things that we're learning about, and we give gifts based off of those things. It's been really thoughtful.
Thank you.
And then other times, just the thoughtfulness of, bringing your spouse their favorite candy. Sometimes even those moments can stand out because they're like, they know me. You know, that feels good to be known.
Yeah.
In that way.
And you've done that. You know, I like candy.
Yeah.
I don't eat it all the time, but
Aaron's an easy gift receiver.
I'm easy to shop for, I would say, because I don't ask for much.
Yeah.
Just candy. Good and plenty, to be specific. So if anyone out there wants to get candy or hot tamales. Okay, I just want to do a, One quick note before another quick note.
How many quick notes we got?
Lots of quick notes. We don't want this to, we're not going to try and over-spiritualize this. Yeah. We didn't grab a bunch of scriptures to be like, see what, how powerful gift giving can be. To be honest, we just wanted to have fun with this and give you some gift ideas. And I think it'd be wrong of us to try and turn this into a overly spiritual, overly, like, here's a, the rules on how to give gift. We just wanted to give you some ideas, things that we've loved, things that we've used, and you could take them or leave them. And I think it'd just be a simple, fun episode.
Yeah. Another quick note is that if you're trying to get out of debt, we suggest skipping gifts for a while. Instead, find free ways to bless each other and show your spouse you're thinking of them. Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you a handful right here. DIY gifts with materials you already have. Using a talent like drawing. I did this before. I think
you,
it was for Christmas.
Picture, yeah.
I drew you a picture of us kissing, and it was a really small, like 5x7. I framed it. It was cute.
I think we have it somewhere still.
Yeah, I do. It's in the mudroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I cherish it.
No, it's just somewhere I don't ever see, but I like it. Writing a note, a song, a poem, those things have deep meaning. But again, the reason I want to bring this up is because I don't want anyone to think that we're advocating you should go spend money you don't have,
no way.
That you should spend money when you're trying to get out of debt, or like these Valentine's Day is just another day.
Yeah.
It might be an opportunity to give a gift, but you don't have to.
We're bigger advocates for getting out of debt than we are to give gifts.
That's the best gift.
Get out of debt.
To your spouses, get out of debt. Yeah. And real quick, some of our favorite gifts we've received. My favorite thing that I pretty much received is whenever Jennifer has done some sort of special event with me, either planned me a birthday party, which she's done a couple times, or planned like a guy's hangout time.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, I've already set it up. Here's your friends. You guys are going here. Go hang out. Go have fun. Those kinds of things have been really special for me. She knows that I love being around people.
He's so social, you guys.
So, and Jennifer would love to like sit on the couch with me and not do anything. So for her to set something up like that, which makes her not be with me and gives me time to go be with friends, is a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
And so those have always been like really special to me. And what's been special to you, gifts that we've given?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is all my children. Each one of them are a gift. And
you're right.
I love you for that.
Can't have done it without me.
Okay, so the gift that I was thinking about earlier that was very significant to my season of life, and it just stands out to me, was Mother's Day 2015. It was just a couple, maybe a week and a half after I had Olive. And there was a little bag sitting on the table for me for Mother's Day. And I opened it up and it was a pendant with an O on it for Olive to match my E that I had for Elliot. So it was one of those
gold
necklaces.
You have a necklace you can put little letter pendants on it.
And it was so thoughtful. It was something I hadn't asked for, which I think that would be my big thing, is when you give me a surprise or a gift that of something that I never requested or asked for, but you know me. And you did it because you love me. Those are the kind of gifts that really stand out to me. Those are my favorite.
Oh, and I know that about you.
That's good.
That you, here's a little quick tip for all the husbands. Just listen to your wife and she'll tell you what she wants throughout the year. And you can just write them all down and then pick one of them. And they'll be surprised because they'll forget that they said it, but you won't.
But it won't sound like a request. It'll just be like a nonchalant, I really like this, or I really
man,
love that.
I wish
that.
I had a, or I've always wanted one of those, or man, if we could just, that's how they come out.
We try and be subtle.
All right. Hey, let's just get into some of these gift ideas. We're first going to get the give ideas for the men.
So and all the men have to close their ears, right?
No. Or they could listen.
Sorry, guys. This is kind of like giving it away,
so
but not.
These are all things that I use and have really enjoyed. Okay. They're not necessarily gifts that Jennifer's gotten for me, but I'm putting them out there as like, hey, this would be great because I've loved them. I think other men would love them. I'm going to start off with my ESV Heirloom Study Bible. It's made out of goat skin. It's all black. It's huge. I love it. I never thought I'd love this big of a Bible, but I really love it. And it's pricey. Right now it's on Amazon for $217, where it's usually $375. So it's actually like over $100 off.
Also, just a quick side note that these prices could change depending on when you're listening to
exactly
this episode. If you're not listening to it the week we launch, prices can
yeah we have
change.
No clue. I have no control over the price.
And this goes for everything that we list.
I also want to give a note, we're not being sponsored by any of these people. These are things that we actually have used and love and enjoy. I love this Bible. It's got 20,000 plus study notes in it. It's got 80,000 plus cross references, over 200 charts, 50 plus articles, and 240 full color maps and illustrations, which I really love because they'll show you an illustration of like the temple right in the middle of a chapter, like when it's talking about temple. So you get this like picture, like, whoa, and you see the temple and it visualizes what you're reading.
There's something else it has that you left off. And I just know this because I like this feature about your Bible, the different ribbon.
It's got four ribbons.
Instead of just one.
And I use them actually when I teach at church. I have all the ribbons in the spots that I'm trying to jump to.
And it's really great because sometimes I don't want to move my ribbon because I want it there for a reason, but I wish I had another one. So I end up sticking like a napkin or something.
Something,
whatever's closest to me, a business card. So I like that feature.
Yeah, it's ESV. I love the ESV translation. It's an amazing Bible. It's beautiful too, like when you look at it. I know it's expensive, but I wanted to put a note out there. We spend money on lots of other less important things.
Mm-hmm.
Why not spend some money on an heirloom, like family Bible that you're going to hand down to your kids? Just a thought. The second thing is a wallet. Not any wallet. This is a special wallet. It's by a company called Saddleback Leather. And it's awesome. I've had this wallet since 2014.
Just to clarify, it's not a dad wallet. So a dad wallet is
not
about
the 14-inch dad wallet. Yeah.
That has everything. But it's more compact and it's simple and it's perfect.
It's made out of genuine leather.
Do you desire to pray more for your spouse? Do you desire to pray more with your spouse? We understand that you may not know where to start, or maybe you feel uncomfortable praying, or maybe you don't know what to pray, or maybe you simply want to add something more to your current prayer life. This is why we wrote The Marriage Gift, 365 Prayers for Our Marriage. We desire that it would be used as a daily reminder and catalyst for you and your spouse to grow a dynamic and consistent prayer life together. This book is a compilation of 365 unique and powerful prayers that cover a range of diverse topics that every marriage deals with. You can read it alone, or ideally, you read it with your spouse. Also, we hope that the topics that are brought up in these prayers would become a starting point for deeper and more intimate conversations with your spouse and a desire to seek God on these matters together. Visit themarriagegift.com today and order your copy and give your marriage the greatest gift, powerful and meaningful prayer. Visit themarriagegift.com today.
Hand-stitched. This thing's beautiful. Saddleback Leather has what they call a 100-year warranty. It's like a lifetime warranty, but it's way better because it's called a 100-year warranty. if anything happens, if the threading comes off, if the leather starts to tear, they'll replace it.
Wow.
Like no questions asked.
And it's not the kind that folds open. What you have is just a single kind of billfold,
They call it a front pocket wallet. It's a single thing and it's got these slots and it's got an open pocket for the ID. And so it doesn't fold open. It literally just stays really compact, really small. And it lasts forever. I've had this since 2014. It's like really worn down, really nice and soft. I love this wallet. It keeps me from having too much stuff in my wallet as well, because it only can hold so much.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you could see it. I'm holding it right now in my hands. Go check it out though. Go to saddlebackleather.com, saddlebackleather.com, and check it out. It's $49. It's super cheap actually, because I've seen prices on other wallets and they're really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But for how long this lasts, for the quality of it, for how it feels, for how small it is, I think it's a awesome gift idea for any guy, unless you're the kind of guy that loves their super thick wallet. Number three, and this goes back to, remember we were talking about the journals I bought to write in for my kids. This is by a company called Baron Fig. Baron, B-A-R-O-N-F-I-G, Baron Fig. And they're called the Confident Hardcover Notebook. And these notebooks, they did a lot of research on what people are looking for in a notebook. It lays flat, the way the paper feels, the thickness of the paper, the way the pens write on the paper. Everything about it has been like manufactured to fit perfectly what you would want in a journal.
And you've been using them for years.
For years. When I buy a journal, I buy one of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They range from $12 to $22. Their standard size one, I think it's like $17 or $14. It's like not expensive at all. And they ship really fast. They've got 100 and something pages in it. They're just great journals. I use them all the time. I have a couple on my desk right here. Their largest one I use is my like Bible study journal, and they lay perfectly flat. You just open it up, it lays flat on the table. It doesn't have to like, the pages don't bend or anything like that. It's called Baron Fig Confident Hardcover Notebook. Those are awesome. And those are all the journals I bought to write for my kids in it. Number four, this is a little bit more pricey of an item. But
like much more pricier.
It's much more pricey, but man, this has got some major benefits to your wife.
That's true.
So wives that are listening,
It's not just a gift for your husband. This is a gift for you, and you'll see why. It's my Traeger smoker. It's a grill where you can smoke pretty much anything you want on it. And how often do you think I use my smoker?
At least once, but even sometimes up to three times a week. It just depends on what it's for.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Pretty much every Sunday brings something smoked to church. I smoke a tri-tip or a brisket. That's kind of something I love to bring to church for our after church potluck. And so my church benefits from it even too. I'm selling this pretty hard. I love my smoker, but they range from anywhere from $400 to $900 a smoker grill.
And Traeger's just one brand.
Traeger's one brand. They're not the cheapest brand, but they're super high quality. It's the one I have. But there's tons of other brands. There's one called Green Mountain. They have pretty affordable models. They're a great brand. Another one is Pit Boss. Camp Chef is one of the top of the line brands that are out there. And then doing my research on this, there's a really affordable brand called Z Grills. And so you should expect to pay between $400 and $900. But man, we get a lot of use out of this thing. Mm-hmm. I use it all the time. There's nights that Jennifer's like, okay, so
what sides should I make?
Yeah, what sides am I making? Because you're smoking some pork or we're smoking some chicken. We use it all the time. And the flavor you get in the meat is just so good. Anyways, I love my smoker. I could not bring it up because of how much I love it. And how useful it's been to the family, to the church, to giving you breaks for dinners. It's just been amazing.
Would you recommend a wife just picking one out for her husband or more of like a certificate of, I want to get this for you. Let's talk about it.
To be honest, I think they should just, when it comes to these kind of purchases, you absolutely should discuss
that's
it.
That's
a big purchase.
Yeah.
Cause either he's going to have a preference for the kind, the brand.
But you can still do something cute, like put a little note of certificate in a box and buy him
some tongs, like a Traeger brand
barbecue
tongs.
Kit.
That way he's like, wait, what's this for? You're like, for the smoker you're going to get, we have to talk about it because it's expensive. you should always talk about a purchase like this, just with how expensive it is. Never just
and get them what
it.
They want and not just pick something because of the expense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the last gift idea. It's a new thing that I...
This was a gift to yourself, actually.
I did give this to myself this year. it's called the Ember Self-Heating Coffee Mug. And I drink coffee every day. I love my
multiple
coffee.
Times a day.
Multiple times a day. Well, that's often because my coffee goes cold and I have to go in and get a new cup. Mm. This coffee mug, it's like... it's got a heating plate built into it. And you have it has an iPhone app. It literally keeps the coffee at the exact temperature you want. Until you're done drinking the coffee.
This is for all those coffee lovers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess tea would work too.
Yeah, and these range from $75 to $100. They have different sizes. They have an older model that you can get that's even cheaper. You can probably even find them used on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. But it comes with a little charging plate. They can last up to 80 minutes charge, which is like an hour and something. And if you have it on the charging plate, it lasts all day.
I feel like this would be a great gift for moms too, because I feel like moms are probably constantly reheating their coffee.
Well, and there's a ton of wives out there that love coffee and they'd probably really enjoy one of these. So
maybe like a matching set.
Well, they have like a gold one, a white one, a black one. They have all these different colors. But I've really loved it. Keeps my coffee hot. It's super practical. I love gifts that are useful.
Yeah.
Like that. It's not just like a trinket.
It's going to make my life better.
Like it's going to make my life better. I'm going to use it on a daily basis. At the end of the day, if it ever breaks or falls apart or I lose it, I'm going to miss it. I'm gonna be like, where's that thing at? I want that back in my life. So like my Traeger, my coffee mug, these kinds of things, they're used to my wallet. Like when I was writing this list, I was like, what things do I use all the time? And these are all those. So,
all right, my turn. Women, close your ears. No, just kidding. I just have to make just note that we just hope that this episode brings inspiration to the way you give gifts, and especially if you're just in a place where you want to give a gift, especially for Valentine's Day, but maybe you don't know what to give. So hopefully this is sparking some creative juices flowing.
The two words I would think of is meaningful and useful.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of what these are.
All right. So for her... gentlemen, the first thing that I wanted to share was something called a growth book. And it's similar to the journal that Aaron mentioned, the Barren Fig Journal.
I would say useful.
Well, I would say the quality is up there with it. It also is like, so it's like a journal, but instead of lines, it's dots. And so it's actually really useful because you can use it for multiple things.
You can draw on it.
You can draw on it.
Right.
You can do calendar stuff or scheduling. You can journal in it. I use it for journaling my time with the Lord. I use it for taking notes during the parenting class that we took. Mm-hmm. I take it for goal setting, things that Aaron and I are aiming for.
You keep yourself on track too with a little bit of homeschool stuff, don't you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really, really awesome way to kind of detail your life and what you're working on.
I want to note one of the coolest things that I thought about these is, doesn't it come with a sticker pack for you to label things?
So it comes separately. So the growth book itself, which you can find at growthrootsco.com, the book itself is $32. The stickers that come accompany it mm-hmm. is $2 extra. So totally altogether, you're talking about $34.
Yeah.
And honestly, I have never liked something so much that I use on a daily basis.
She's holding it right now and it's full.
And like, it's beautiful. They come in different colors. It's got the cloth feature for the cover. And then you open it up and the first thing you'll notice is it says volume with a line and a date.
So when did you start this and what volume is it?
Yeah. So this is my growth book is volume one from 2019.
You started in September. Looks
and
like.
I started in September, but I've been using it and I'm about 3/4 of the way through it. So it's got a lot of pages and it has other special features. So you could, in the very back, which I love, it has all the books of the Bible with all the chapters and you can cross them off as you read them. So if you're doing a Bible plan.
Yeah, you keep track of where you are in
the Bible. You're reading. Yeah. It has a spot for prayers that you're praying through and ways that God has answered and when. Books that you're currently reading or a list that you can put together. So it just has a lot of features to it that I really love. And I think it would be a great gift, but also it's a growth gift. It's like you're encouraging your wife in something that she's probably either already doing or working on. And you're just saying, here, why don't you record it? You know?
Yeah. I want to support you in this. Yeah.
Yeah. So along with that is my number two, and it's these colored pens that I got that a friend recommended, and they're just on Amazon. They're by Taotree, Taotree. But they're fine liner color pens and they come with 24 different colors and they're super fine. I use them specifically for journaling in my journal. And they're $11.99. So super cheap gift. If you want to combine those two, mm-hmm. it'd be a fun little.
And you use those a lot. You use the different colors for different types of notes. It helps you organize when you're writing.
Yeah. So that's my number one gift right now is that growth book.
Pens, yeah.
And that's by growthrootsco.com. So you can get that there. And then the colored pens are at Amazon. Okay, now my number three, Aaron mentioned his favorite ESV Bible. I'm going to share mine. And it's the Journal Bible that is about 8.5 inches tall and it's almost square. It's not quite square. But the cover of it is really beautiful. It's this linen print that is it's yellow, like mustard yellow and flowers. It's just so beautiful. And I use it every day. And it has, what I love about it is it has a margin on the side, a ruled margin, so you can write notes, you know, and I use it, like, I love reading through the Bible. And when I get to one of those notes from like 2 years ago, and it was like me in labor with Wyatt or, you know, whatever, and just looking back on prayer requests or things that I've mentioned next to whatever it was that I was reading at that moment. So that's, it's kind of, like you said, heirloom, a family heirloom.
Yeah. So, and it's single column also, right? So on each page is one column of text.
Yeah.
And what's nice about that is I believe that the lines actually coincide with the lines on the text mm-hmm. pretty close. Mm-hmm. And so you could actually, have notes that are directly line by line if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's a really pretty Bible. I've always liked it.
And it's available also.
It's hardcover too.
On Amazon.
So people know. It's like a hard, like nice. Solid
it's a
Bible.
Hard, solid Bible, and it's just really, it's a pretty Bible. So you like want to keep
really
it
pretty.
Out,
yeah.
And that runs about $33.99 on
which
Amazon,
which is not expensive at all.
Yeah.
For a Bible, that's great.
Okay, my number four is Made by Mary, and I talked about the stamp pendant necklace earlier. They're just a really great company, madebymary.com, and they have something new out, which I actually really am fascinated by. It's called a birth flower pendant. And so you can go on there and depending on what month you were born in, or if you were going to get one for, you know, your daughter, you just, order the month and it comes with that specific month's flower. They're beautiful.
Every month has its own flower.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. They're really cool. But they also do birthstones, and you can get them personal. You can get you can order either like a bar or a circle or whatever shape you want, and they stamp whatever it is you want. So currently what I have is a single circle with an initial of each of my kids. So E for Elliot, O for Olive.
And when you say currently, that's a hint.
No.
At what's coming no. next.
No, it was because the one that I mentioned earlier, I was doing individual pendants, like circles with with individual
so you had like
letters.
And you were getting...
It was heavy.
Like 24 circles on the necklace, and it's getting real heavy.
It was getting heavy, so I switched to a single circle with each of them stamped on there, but made by Mary. Just really beautiful jewelry on there. And they range
super meaningful, too.
Super meaningful, but they range in price. And I'll just say it's about $38 for one of those pieces of jewelry.
Cool.
The last thing that I will mention, and it's one of my all-time favorite gifts, and it's from a local spa, and it's just going to get a massage. It's time alone. It's or couples massage, but it's that time that you get to feel rejuvenated and relax. And
usually they're rare. So they're really special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this would be my pricey gift. Aaron had a really pricey gift. This one would probably range between $65 and $250 to $300 because it depends on what service you get and where you're getting it done.
And my gift was the key gift that kept giving, though. No, I think that's a great gift idea is the occasional, local spa.
Yeah, just like spoil yourself.
Yes, letting your wife go and have a couple hours to herself, getting pampered and loved on and massaged. And it's nice.
A great thing about that kind of gift, we talk about giving like a certificate to your husband for his grill, but this would be like the same kind of thing where you give a certificate and then she can make her own time to go do that and make sure that she's able to really enjoy that time.
Or secretly like in passing be like, man, I wish there was really good spas around here. And then your wife would be like, there is the best ones down the street. And you'd be like, oh, that's interesting. And then just keep that note hidden away. And then you just get her a little gift certificate.
Yeah.
So we wanted to give you those five gift ideas each. We hope they inspired you and maybe it even sparked another idea for you, which is awesome. But we wanted to give you a couple bonus ideas. And these are more gifts that would bless both of you.
Yeah.
In your marriage, in your parenting. And the first one is we want to share with you, some good friends of ours launched an online course called Courageous Parenting. And it's an online program and you take it together. And there's videos and there's questions and it's a whole thing to help you grow in your godly parenting with your children. We all need this. Jennifer and I, when we were talking about parenting class, this is exactly what we did.
Yeah. We just got to walk through it with them in person.
We're blessed to do it with them in person because they're part of our church. But their program is called the Courageous Parenting Program. And you can get that at courageousparenting.com.
Now it is a little bit pricey. It's $3.99 per couple. So that's why we're recommending it as a gift so that it's a huge investment, both financially, but also mentally and spiritually. And
it's actually cheap when you consider the lifelong lessons you're going to learn from it based off of parenting your children.
And we're saying this because we're sitting here right now, having just gone through the course and we're going, wow, we have some stuff ahead of us that we're working on and working towards. And we're so grateful for the information that we got from them. And so this would be a really great opportunity for you guys to do something together that's going to, like Aaron said, just be an investment for your whole family.
Studying my children, that concept came from Courageous Parenting.
Awesome.
Yeah. They were teaching about that and it convicted me. I was like, I'm going to study my kids.
Yeah. So another option, bonus, that would benefit both of you guys.
Shameless plug. Enter now.
It's our devotional sets, Husband After God and Wife After God.
You can get those at shop.marriageaftergod.com. They're 30-day devotionals and you do them together or separately, and then you can come together and talk about them. But there's a husband one, and it walks through specific things for the husband and his role. There's a wife one, talks about specific things that a wife and her role. And then there's questions, there's journaling pages, there's scripture, and thousands and thousands and thousands of couples have gone through this devotional together.
And it's about $32 for the bundle on our site, which is a really reasonable gift, especially when you think about it being a together gift.
Mm-hmm. Husbands, this is a great gift to just go get.
Yeah, just go get one right now.
And your wife will probably like hug you for it. I'm not kidding. You should do this.
Okay. And this is a great way to cultivate intimacy and communication and just invest in your marriage in this way.
Okay. The last one that we want to say, this is for both of you, is Jennifer and I went to one of these years ago and we loved it.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. We still advocate for them. It's called Weekend to Remember by Family Life. And you can go, you can find out about it by going to familylife.com/weekend-to-remember.
Mm-hmm.
You can also just go to familylife.com. I'm sure they have a huge graphic for it
yeah.
because it's one of the biggest things they do. It's helped save countless marriages.
So what they do is there are events held throughout the year nationwide. And so you have to go on their website to find out which one is nearest to you.
And or if
you
want to get a little, there's probably going to be one near you.
I was going to say, or if you want to make it a real getaway and like go somewhere, you could do that too.
Yeah.
But they're hosted at hotels and it's literally a weekend. And so you go and you spend the night and they have sessions.
No kids allowed.
And it's beautiful. It's such a great time to really intentionally focus on your marriage and what God desires for your marriage and what his purpose is for your marriage. And Aaron, we did it coming out of a season of darkness and hardship. And it was reconciling for us. I remember just sitting there holding your hand going, this is exactly what we needed. So mm-hmm. we've always been an advocate for Weekend to Remembers.
Mm-hmm.
And chances are there's one very close to you. And so they range about $175 per person, which again, this is an investment, but you're talking about your marriage. And it would be a great gift opportunity for both of you to sit down and really consider getting away for the weekend to do something mm-hmm. like this.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed these ideas. And if you have more ideas, would you share them on our social media so that other people can see them? Like just post about it in your stories and tag at Marriage After God or on Facebook and just tag us. People are always looking for ideas.
Yeah.
We all need some inspiration sometimes, every one of us. Well, we thank you for joining us. We're going to close in prayer. And then, so let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for being the ultimate gift giver. Thank you for the gift of marriage. Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy, because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you along with everyone who listens to this show to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join the thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com. We pray our hearts would be pure in the way we give gifts to each other. We pray we would be thoughtful in the ways we give to each other. Help us to study and know our spouse well enough to give them gifts we know they will love. More than giving good gifts, we pray our love would be genuine and deep and extraordinary as we pursue intimacy with each other. Grow our love for one another. In Jesus' name, amen. We just want to thank you for joining us this week on this episode. If you haven't left us a review yet, would you please do that? Your reviews are incredibly powerful at spreading the news about this podcast. It helps other people find it. It encourages our hearts. And it helps other people know what to expect on the podcast. So leave us a star rating and a review today. We greatly appreciate it. See you next week. Did you enjoy today's show? If you did, it would mean the world to us if you could leave us a review on iTunes. Also, if you're interested, you can find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com and let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.